Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Friday, episode number, it's Friday, February 9th, episode number 722, the Super Bowl episode. That's right. Yeah, the big game coming up on Sunday. We're just 2 days away to the end of the 2023/2024. Slightly 2024. They never really call it the year of that. The season is not ever considered the year where the Super Bowl lands, even though, you know, because it's after the first of the year. But we still consider this to be, for all intents and purposes, the 2023 season, based on stats and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it is 2024 and it is the Super Bowl. It's the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs live from Las Vegas. I believe kickoff is going to be around 3:35 Pacific time, and should be a good one. Should be a classic. You know, it's all lined up. Probably the two best teams. You know, I hate to say it with Kansas City because they weren't necessarily the best team all year, but they know how to get it done when it's time, when the playoffs start. It's almost like they were laying back and taking it easy, doing just enough to get to where they needed to get to, and then, you know, put your foot on the gas and hit it hard for the playoffs. They are two-point underdogs in this one, and the over-under on the game is 47 and a half points. I'll get to my predictions at the end of this, but I want to go through, and this is kind of an annual event that we do here each year right before the Super Bowl, the Fantasy Points Prop Contest. So you can go to fantasypoints.com, and if you go there, if you just sign up for a free account with Fantasy Points, you don't have to pay anything, but you can enter into the contest for a chance to win a subscription to fantasypoints.com full of good fantasy information. I don't actually pay for this site. I really only use it for this prop contest for the Super Bowl every year. And what they have is they have 36 different questions, and you have to pick it on a point basis, right? I didn't include the points in this one. I just went with my picks, there's a point scale based on, obviously, the most likely outcome, based on the betting odds. It gets you the least amount of points, and then you can earn the most points by going a little bit on the risky side and taking, you know, something that's less likely to happen in that particular category. If you end up with the most points, obviously, I think there's cash prizes for this. But the big thing for me, it'd be cool if I could qualify in whatever range it is, top 10 or so, to get a free subscription to the website and all their information. It's not just fantasy football. It's also fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball, probably some fantasy hockey in there as well, which would be a valuable asset for sure for those of us that are involved in multiple fantasy sports. It's going to be interesting to see how this recording turns out, because I have not recorded in a week. This is the first episode of the week, and I'm used to hearing, as I'm recording, a certain amount of bounce back, a little feedback here in the room, and I'm not hearing that today, which is weird. But it seems to be recording. It seems to be picking up levels just fine, so we'll see how it turns out. We'll know. You'll know well before I said this how it went. But let's get into the props, starting with number one, the national anthem length. Reba McEntire will be singing the national anthem this year. We have some data. I looked it up. She has sang multiple national anthems at previous events and at a previous Super Bowl. It appears to be she at one point sang the anthem in about 83 seconds, and then another time was at 90 seconds. The over-under on this one is 87 and a half seconds, and I went with the over. Her most recent national anthem she sang was 90 seconds. So I'm gonna go with the over on that one. See if I hit it first. Who are they gonna show first? Number two, who do they show first during the national anthem? It was the coaches, basically. Came down to that. I went with neither coach on this one. A little bit of a gamble because they often do show coaches, but there's a lot to show. A lot of players, a lot of big time players. All of that stuff, right? So I went with neither. Went with neither in that one. Number three, do we see Taylor Swift during the national anthem? I went with no on this one. I think we'll see enough of Taylor Swift throughout the broadcast. They'll be definitely have a camera focused up there on whatever box she is in. But I think the national anthem will be about the players, the teams. And it'll be about Reba McEntire as well, the person singing the national anthem. So I think I went with no sighting of Taylor Swift during the national anthem. Coin toss is number four. It has actually been tails. It has come up tails 7 out of the last 10 Super Bowls. 7 out of the last 10. So I just went straight up with the odds that it's got to be heads this year, right? Got to start evening this out because ultimately, the coin toss is a 50-50 proposition, and it's got to level out at some point, right? So I'm going heads on that one. Number five, the first accepted penalty I took as a holding/illegal block. Get a lot of these in the secondary. I just think that'll be the first one. First one we'll see. Number six, the player to score the first touchdown, will it be? It comes down to position on this one. It doesn't, so it makes it a little bit easier, I guess, because it gives you some options. And it came down to team and position, and they lumped in the tight end / wide receiver into one category and the quarterback running back into the other. And I'm assuming the quarterback has to be a rushing type of a touchdown. I went with Kansas City to be the first touchdown scored, and it will be a quarterback or running back. So it'll either be Mahomes or probably Pacheco. But don't count out the other running backs in this one for Kansas City. They might mess around with us a little bit in that one. But it took Chiefs to have the first touchdown, and it's going to be a quarterback/ running back. The number seven, will a team score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds? I've got this game as under the 47.5. I think it's going to be more on the lower scoring side. That's the way Kansas City has been playing these playoff games on the defensive side. So I went with no, there will not be a score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds. I think there could be a punt on the first possession, and then these teams love to drive the ball with long, long, drawn-out drives, 12, 13, 14, 15 plays. So I think a certain amount of clock can be eaten. Doesn't take much to get past that 6:30. So I went with no. Number eight is the first sack. What's going to be first, a sack or a touchdown? And I went with, again, going with defense on the side of this, I went with a sack to come first. Before a touchdown. Number nine, who's going to take the first time out? I think it's going to be the 49ers. They have a little less experience in this game and will end up having to take a timeout before the Chiefs do. And that could come on a failed challenge, too, I suppose. You'd be charged a timeout if you failed on a challenge. So there's that possibility, too. Number 10, who will throw the first interception? I went with Brock Purdy to throw the first interception. Mahomes just doesn't typically has not and does not throw interceptions in the playoffs. So the odds are in the favor of Purdy. You could have picked nobody But I think the Chiefs D will force a turnover or two here. Number 11. How many players will attempt a pass? I went with over 2.5 in this one. Obviously, you get the obvious 2 with Purdy and Mahomes, but all it takes is one other person to throw a pass, and I think it's a Super Bowl. There's going to be a trick play in there somewhere. Somebody else is going to throw a pass, so I went with the over 2.5 there. Number 12, result of the first coach's challenge, and I went with overturned on that one, so they will overturn a call. By coach's challenge. Number 13, will a touchdown be overturned by replay? I went with yes. I just feel like this happens, right? Play on the field gets called a touchdown just to be safe, and then they find out through replay that the player came up just short. I think we'll have a touchdown overturned due to replay. Number 14, we get to halftime here, right? The first song by Usher. I had no idea on this one, so I did a little research. Did a little research on this one and looked into playlists and what Usher leads with when he's on stage, and I went with My Way. I have no idea what song that is. I won't know if I'm even right until I'll Shazam it during the halftime show and see if I was right with My Way being the first song. But we'll see. 15, number 15, the longest field goal. We'll go with Moody on this one for San Francisco. Even though Butkers is the better kicker, I think Moody maybe has a little more leg. I don't know. It's kickers. Who cares, right? But I do want the point, so I'll take Moody. Number 16, the shortest touchdown, I'm going to say, is not going to be right at the goal line. It's going to be over 1.5 yards. Going to be over 1.5 yards for the shortest touchdown. Number 17, the team with the longest touchdown. I predicted that the Niners would have the longest touchdown. I just think they have more big play guys, and it'll be over 37.5 yards. Will there be a defensive touchdown or a safety? And I said yes on this one. I think Kansas City will find a way to get their defense or special teams into the end zone. Number 19, a successful two-point conversion. Sure, I went yes on this one, just based on the possibility of it, and it can lead to it was worth a few more points, right? A few more points to go with that one. Number 20, who gets more? These are fun ones. Who gets more, Kelce catches or Scheffler, Scotty Scheffler playing in the waste management, birdies plus eagles plus bogeys? Birdies plus eagles plus bogeys. I think Kelsey's going to have a big game, so I went with Kelce more catches than Scheffler to have birdies, eagles, bogeys. So lots of pars for Scheffler, right? Scotty, come on. That's what we need. Number 21, who will have more PPR points? This is a good one, throwing in a little fantasy spin on it, right? More PPR points, Deebo Samuel or Rashi Rice? I went with Deebo Samuel on this one. Just think he has a better chance of scoring a touchdown in this game, so we'll go with Deebo there. Number 22, longest rush, McCaffrey or anyone else, and I just went McCaffrey, went chalk on that one. He's probably got the best chance to get the longest. Watch, it'll be Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, one of his two carries, he'll go for 27 yards. Number 23, most touchdowns plus interceptions. I went with Purdy on this one. I don't think Mahomes is going to throw an interception, so it kind of takes that out of it. Whereas Purdy, you know, he might get some touchdowns, but he could get some interceptions as well. Number 24, the old bad blood. How many penalties will come up? There'll be like an unnecessary roughness, or it'll be taunting, or one of those, right? I went with two of those, and my reasoning behind this one was more the protection of the quarterbacks, right? And Mahomes is playing in this game. You realize that, right? So there will be at least one roughing the passer call against San Francisco on Mahomes in this one for sure. So that takes care of one of them right there. So all they need is one more of those, and you make it to two. Player with the last touchdown, This was a team position type of thing again, and I went with the Niners, maybe playing catch-up. Niners quarterback, running back again. 26, number 26, the highest scoring quarter, I think, will be the fourth quarter. I think it'll be kind of mellow throughout, and then they'll be scrambling to score some points late. 27, the most rushing yards. It was McCaffrey versus Pacheco. I think you have to go McCaffrey here just because of what he's averaging throughout the year, but I don't count Pacheco out on this one. Number 28, most receiving yards. I took a flyer and went for a few more points and went with Brandon Ayuk, hoping maybe he catches a long one here. And it's probably going to be Kelsey, but I went with Ayuk. Kelsey, actually, I don't think was one of the choices. Number 29, most passing plus rushing. I think Purdy's going to have to throw a little bit more in this one, so I went with him, passing plus rushing. Number 30, the final play. I went with a kneel down for the final play. Just odds are just in the favor of that. Number 31, they had a halftime / final score. Who's going to be leading when and what? I just went with Chiefs on this one, which tells you who I think is going to win the game. Chiefs, they will lead at halftime, and they will lead when the game is over. Number 33 was the over-under, 47.5 points. I'm going under the 47.5. Number 34, I went with the old lime green Gatorade, old school. That's my favorite kind, so we'll just go with that. Who knows? It actually was had a few more points attached to it than some of the other flavors, so come on, lime. Number 35, the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, is I went chalk on this one. Just is so often the quarterback. Number 36, who will the MVP mention at the end or during their interview first? Who will they mention first? Who will they thank? There were a lot of different choices here. I went for the most points. I went, maybe this is Andy Reid's last game, so I think maybe Mahomes thanks the coaches. I went with that one, that Mahomes will thank the coaches for all that they have done. As Andy Reid is riding off into the sunset after his most recent Super Bowl win. So that tells you kind of where I'm at. Think the Chiefs are going to, once again, find a way to get this done. I don't think they are the better team, but that doesn't matter. They're playing the better football right now. Their defense is dialed in. They have the recipe. They know what to do, and they've seen it on they've been able to see the tape as well, what's worked against the 49ers in the first half of these first two games in the playoffs, right? Obviously, Green Bay and Detroit did not solve the riddle for the second half, but I think the Chiefs can do that. So if they get out to enough of a lead early, they'll be able to hold it. That defense will be able to get it done, and the Chiefs will win it. So obviously they won't even need the 2 points. They're going to win it outright. They're going to be under the 47.5 points, and they will get a point. They will get a score of some sort on defense or special teams to help their chances in that contest. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it. We are ready for the Super Bowl. We are predicted. You've heard them here first. Get on fantasypoints.com, and I printed it up this morning, so I'm going to share that out and see if any of the friends want to fill that out and have a little, maybe we throw $5 in and see who scores the most points in this one. Could be kind of fun. Let me know if you're interested in that and you want to do that. I can certainly email a copy of this sheet to you and fill it out and throw in your ducats and see who wins it. We have one last square to fill on the board. 100 squares, $5 a piece, so there'll be 500 in that pot. We're not gonna get fancy. Just gonna go 125, 125, 125, and 125, all four quarters. And we'll get those numbers filled in today and get pictures of that sent out to everybody that's involved in the old squares game. Let's see, anything else? NBA trade deadline passed yesterday. It was pretty wild. There was a lot of things going on, but nothing that I'm going to discuss today because we're already far enough into this, and you know it's football time. We're focused on that, and we also have. I think we're done with all our head coach signings, and now it's all just the coordinators that are being filled in, and you know we'll have to see how San Francisco and Kansas City will be affected by this moving forward, because they certainly could stand to lose some coordinators along the way, guys getting promotions to other teams. Makes sense, right? The two best teams probably going to lose some players, and they're probably going to lose some coaches as well. So there's that. All right, I'm going to get out of here because it's Friday, and you know, I'm sure I can find something to do around here. Yeah, we've got a big seafood. Big Paul's bringing in the big seafood delivery for everybody's Super Bowl party this afternoon, so that's going to be fun. Get us all stocked up and ready to go for the festivities, and make his way over the mountain from the ocean. All right, everybody, have a great, great weekend. Enjoy the game. We'll be back next week at some point, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, and we'll break it all down and talk about the 2023/24 world champions and what they did to get it done and how it all played out and you know how long that national anthem was. We're all curious about that for sure. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commish. The music is playing, so I am out of here.